أكوك أسكتت
اللهم أيغا أسكتك أكوك أسكتت
Hilihana alagum ayaga stepitin is an Unanga artist, scholar, and subsistence fisher from Achan Ingiga, also known as Akitan. Over the last 9 years, she studied Unangam Tanu, the language native to the Aleutian Pribilof Islands region. Language expert Moses Kagitha Dirks and Stepitin co-teach regular classes at the University of Alaska Anchorage. The beginner language class covers the Unanga alphabet, common greetings, kinship terms, and personal introductions.
Ting alahumayra akok, kirigum unanga akok, akutanam asku, acheningiram ilaraningir takok, ilulam tanadugusi ilananarizak, adang thomas depatinisak tanach, akutanam ilaraningir tanach, anang anetsinger asak takok. Ilulam tanadagusi ilan an rarizach ama wiat nangin kuhun angir dako.
In her introduction, she gives a brief family history and explains where her parents are from, an exchange well known in the native community. Stepitin students give a similar introduction in Unangam Tanu for a final presentation at the end of the 15-week course.
I'm in a Native American Studies PhD program, so everyone, almost everyone is Native. And we all introduce ourselves. And I was like, you know what? It would be really great if Unangah people were doing this too. Like, not just at the Aleut Villages conferences, but everywhere that Unangah people are in the world.
Sharing traditional introductions in a classroom setting has become more common in recent years, but Stepitin says that the history of these greetings dates back to nearly 6 decades ago.
I forgot to mention that the history of these Alaska Native introductions started with the Alaska Native Solidarity movements in the 60s and 70s.
Stepitin says this period was one of the first times various tribes from around the state gathered in large numbers. After Alaska statehood in the late 1950s, there's an imminent threat of land loss for indigenous peoples. This threat prompted the creation of the Alaska Federation of Natives, the largest native organization in the state.
And they didn't know who they were. And so they would say, I'm so-and-so, my mom and my dad are so-and-so, and we're from here.
She says these introductions that outline familial ties are important among Native people, because it's a way of relating to one another.
And because, you know, a bunch of people at that time had known each other, especially through being removed to boarding schools or different residential schools, then they would be like, oh yeah, I know your mom, or I know your dad, or I know, I've heard of that village, so-and-so, the one I went to school with is from there. And it's a way of relating. So that's why those are super important.
This course and the collaboration between Stepitin, Dirks, and other supporting organizations marks a big step towards Unanga language revitalization. All 23 students from the fall semester gave their familial introductions in Unangam Tanu and participated in question and answer dialogue. Stepitin hopes to teach Level 2 Unangam Tanu in the future. That course would likely cover conversations relevant to life on Unangam Tanungan or Unanga lands. Reporting from Ululam Tanadagusi, I'm Kenesha McGlashan-Price.